They say laughter is the best medicine. Well, consider this your booster shot. You are now listening to the three funniest guys I know.
Hello, everybody. So this is the Three Funniest Guys I Know podcast. I am Josh, your host. This is my three compadres that I've organized that I think are kind of humorous. We've got Tim. How are you doing today, Tim?
I'm doing good. Hell of a bring in.
Was it too loud, do you think?
No, that was great.
Okay, great. The volume was good.
It was a lot better.
Oh, good. Well, it's blowing my eardrums up. That's okay. And we've got Mike on the mic. How you doing, Mike?
Hello to our listener. glad you could join us again.
Hey, it's episode 3. You get what you pay for, man. We're gonna start bringing them in, though. And Keith, not last but not least, Keith, straight out of work, just walked in the door. How you doing, Keith?
Doing well. I'm starting to worry this might affect my career later, this whole podcast.
Well, why is that?
I'm just afraid I'm going to be associated with some sound bites that kind of follow me around for the rest of my life.
You say that because you mainly don't remember episode 2. Is that what you're worried about?
No. Okay. No.
Well, thanks no.
He right, did today say we're a few gonna, things that were pretty questionable.
Yeah, well, it depends on who's listening.
I didn't think this out about it affecting our futures.
No, nobody needs to worry. We have one listener right now.
Well, you didn't put our last names on there anyways, right?
No, it's just Josh, Keith, Mike, and Tim.
Tim,
and
that's
we all have
doesn't
very
have to pay us.
Regular names, so it doesn't really matter. Nobody, this could be anybody.
Okay.
All right, Keith's no longer worried. We're going to roll into the first topic. It's a new one.
What are the modern-day bowl cuts and JNCO jeans? We're going to talk about some fads and some trends that we've seen recently. We're going to ask, what's up with that?
Okay, so we got a segment called What's Up With That. We're each going to pick a current trend or fad we don't like and talk about why it exists. Who wants to kick us off?
I could jump in.
Okay, Mike.
So there's one fad going around right now that I absolutely cannot stand, simply because I dabble in the world of online dating. And so there's an app called Snapchat. So everybody's taking pictures of themselves looking like a dog or a cat or whatever. Have you seen these? Like if you have acne, it clears your skin. You look like somebody completely different.
Did you really pick my subject?
Those filters?
Yeah, dude, mine is literally picture filtering.
Yeah, it's the worst. Especially, you shouldn't be on online dating apps right now anyways, Josh. You're married.
No, I'm not on online. I'm not saying picture filtering for online dating. I'm just saying picture filtering in general.
Yeah, women, they already have the cheat code. They get to wear makeup.
Yeah, but so, this is like electric makeup.
Yeah, well, it's makeup on top of makeup.
Well, they all look the same, right? They all have that alien face.
Yeah, pretty much everybody like gets this like massive like contoured colored makeup, and then they're it makes everything look a little better all the time, even in videos.
Yeah, I don't. Well, it bothers me because like I'm gonna meet this chick, and listen, Brenda, I know you don't look like a giraffe. I don't care what you, if you look like. I'm trying to date you. I don't want to see what you look like with a filter. I don't want to take you to dinner and waste my evening if you look nothing like your pictures.
Well, that's my question. So what happens, like, have you had this happen, Mike, where you've shown up to a date and a 9 has turned into a 5?
No. Okay. No. Well, listen, if they're online dating, Josh, they're never a 9, right? Okay. Like, you're hoping for a 6. But so I've taken a couple 6s out and they turned out to be 3s. So some girls like putting, okay, so years ago I used to do this when I got divorced from my first wife. So girls, they put pictures from 10 years and like 40 pounds ago. And I don't mind dating big girls. Like, I can't be choosy, but like, don't false advertise.
Is this an advertisement right now to date you, Mike?
Yeah.
Well, like, I don't mind the big girls.
Call the show.
Bring it on. Bring it on, ladies. Find Mike wherever you are.
Yeah, I'm not that picky. So, but just be honest about who you are. Like, I know you don't look like, I know you don't have puppy ears. I don't care about that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Although, yeah, that might be next.
Don't get me excited with puppy ears and then leave me hanging.
There's no part of me that wants to know why you're excited by puppy ears, but why are you excited by puppy ears, Mike?
Well, they might have a puppy tongue. You know what I'm saying? What, you guys never pulled out the peanut butter?
All right. So does you guys were never lonely on a Friday night?
For my wife?
Since Mike stole my topic on picture filtering, does anybody else have one?
No. Keep going around the horn here.
Tim?
Sorry, I was eating mac and cheese.
Something that'll never go out of style.
That's right. That's
is it Kraft Velveeta? Velveeta shells and cheese is the best, but that is the gold standard of mac and cheese. But what are you eating?
What?
No, nobody says that. Nobody says that.
You go to that friend's house and you're like, oh, man.
Exactly. Everybody that had the Velveeta, you're like, shit. Doesn't your mom do real food?
What? Yeah. Velveeta shells and cheese is the bomb.
Kraft macaroni and cheese. Oh, straight up Kraft mac and cheese.
That's it. The blue box.
No. See, this the is
blue
the difference.
Box.
This is the difference between the West Coast and the South right here, Velveeta. That a hunk of rectangular processed cheese is put on everything in the South.
I don't mind it in a grilled cheese.
Mm-hmm. I don't, yeah, that's a good
See, that's the place I wouldn't put Velveeta. This is weird.
Jesus.
I grew up in Kraft mac and cheese. Mike, what are you?
I grew up in a bad neighborhood. Some might refer to it as a ghetto. And we could not afford name brand mac and cheese. So it was always the off brand. Like you get 6 boxes for a dollar or whatever. So whenever I went to a friend's house and they had any brand name, I was excited. And they got to use real milk, not powder milk.
Oh, if it's Kraft, you're still getting powdered cheese. You're like, ooh, that's the good powdered cheese.
Well,
they got the chemicals right. The food additives are better.
Well, if you're rich enough to buy name brand mac and cheese, you should have like a block of cheese on hand and grate it over it.
That's so true. That carries over into so many categories. You remember like your parents not getting the name brand shit, right? Like instead of like a Twinkie, you'd get like a Skinky. And it was like, what is this? And it was just like this like off brand shit that was so bad. Not like a Twinkie is like nutritious for you, but can't we just get Cocoa Puffs instead of like Choco Swirls? Like,
yeah,
what are
you
doing?
Yeah, you'd get the cereal in the bag, not in the box.
Yeah, that didn't fly.
Oh, the bag cereal, yeah.
Yeah, but now I'm doing it to my kids, so I can't really. And now I'm kind of being hypocritical because we do get the bag cereal now.
And well, you know, mom and dad, if you're listening, which I'm sure you're not because we don't have any listeners yet, but they would always take me to Big Five Sporting Goods for basketball season. I could never get Nikes. I was always a kid rocking Fila's. So
those high top Fila's were nice. Like
that's a lot of ankle right support.
Now. That's right. Larry Johnson was like my favorite player ever because he had like a Fila line. So grandma's like, dude, to see an NBA player has Fila's.
Didn't he play a grandma in one of his commercials?
Yeah.
I think he did. Yeah.
Did he have a movie? Actually,
yeah.
I don't think he could read, right? Can we agree on that?
Well, he went to UNLV, so probably not.
He had that gold tooth. I bet he sold that by now.
Dude, if I went to UNLV, I'm pretty sure I would have been I'd still be on the streets of Vegas right now.
My work sent me to UNLV for 2 weeks every month for 9 months, and I made it.
For 2 weeks every month for 9 months?
Correct.
What were you studying?
Like fire ecology.
Mm. Did you get a degree in fire?
I got a certificate.
Well, that's just as cool. It's in fire.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it was to give people who aren't so smart college credits.
Keith, what was the certificate? Now, like if I had a degree in fire, I would tell that to everyone.
No, I still tell people I have a history degree. What was the second question? Sorry, I missed that.
Fire ecology?
Well, it was like all these classes we took for science. It's part of a career path. You need X amount of postgraduate credits to become a fire management officer. So
doesn't that sound like a 90s emo / alt rock band that never made it? Fire ecology?
Like, yeah, maybe towards the end.
They just had one hit. Am I the only one that thinks this? If you had a degree in anything fire, you'd tell everyone that? I would tell everybody that. If I had a PhD, I'd be like, yeah, I got an associate's degree in fire.
Most people do. I don't downplay it.
You don't play all your cards at once.
Keith plays
it cool. You need to seal the deal, that's when you throw it down.
Well, it's Vegas. I don't really remember much of that degree. I got to be honest.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you were able to get through it, having been in Vegas for 2 weeks out of every month for 9 months, then it couldn't have been that hard.
I think I was a top five student.
Where were you spending most of your time in Vegas?
Well, they put me up in the Marriott, the residential there right off the strip. So I was right next to Terrible's Casino. Hard Rock Cafe. Yeah, well, yeah, it was across the street.
Ooh, the Hard Rock's nice because they don't have the slot machines don't make a bunch of noise. They just play rock music in there.
They have go-go dancers on top of them, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, maybe on a Friday night or something.
Special nights. These are the things you know when you spend 9 months in Vegas.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. Let's go to Desert Island.
We're done with that?
How would you handle being stranded? Here's some 3FG advice for this highly likely scenario. This is Desert Island.
We did this topic last week, so it's you're stranded on a desert island, you get three things to live out the rest of your days of this topic. The topic this week is music albums. So you get to pick three music albums you're going to have to listen to for the rest of your life. Anybody jump in?
Josh, why don't you go ahead and start?
No, I'm not going to start so you can just hate on me for my selections. Because I'm pretty sure that's just your whole plan for this entire segment.
You're just delaying the inevitable.
Yeah, you are. You are, buddy.
How much is this as like early 90s pop music? Like Paula Abdul?
Are you really going to hate on me for my mbop selection?
Paula Abdul. Didn't she have the video with the cartoon character?
Yeah, the cat.
The cat.
What song was it?
It's Opposites Attract.
That's right. Yeah. Two steps forward, I take two steps back.
Keith, you jumped on that one pretty quick.
Yeah, my friends, one of them was making fun of me and my two brothers that when we were like, probably Simon and Landry's age, that he remembers going over to our house and hearing a lot of Paula Abdul and Janet Jackson.
Really? And sisters, I like, Keith? Any sisters?
I have a younger sister. And I flat out denied it. Like, my gut reaction was like, that's not true. And he was like, oh, no. Like, that's 100% true. And he was right. I tried to lie my way out and got caught.
This is not part of the desert island, but I remember when I got my first CD player, my parents, the first CD they got me, I have no idea why they got me this, was En Vogue Funky Divas. Do you remember that album?
Yeah, that had a couple number one hits.
Dude,
had
some great hits. Papa Bell, man, he's got style, and that's why you got that.
I tell you what, Papa Bell, if you're listening, which you're not because we don't have any listeners, love you.
They probably made love to that CD.
You know they did. There was some weird shit that was baked into that gift.
Yeah, they did it. They did it to the song named Tim. That's why he is aptly named.
They have a song named Tim. Is that an abbreviation? Remember, 90s songs were always like abbreviated for stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let me tell you something. Can't think of one.
What was your first? What was your first music purchase?
Oh.
Mine was Crisscross. Totally crossed out.
That's about right for that era.
Yep.
I was in high school at the time. So with our money or our parents' money?
Your money. Like it would know like your first the first music purchase in your life where you went, hey, I'm gonna buy some music.
The first record I remember purchasing with my own money is LL Cool J I'm Bad album. Mm. And it was an actual album, not a CD.
Get it.
Ladies Love Cool James.
Yep.
Mine was not an album. Like mine was like back when like singles like ruled the market. It was TLC, What About Your Friends?
I seen TLC in concert when they first came out. It was TLC, Jodeci, Boys to Men, and MC
Get Out.
Hey, Boys to Men. Like, you got any stories about Boys to Men?
Who headlined that?
Hammer was a headliner.
Anybody know any good Boys to Men stories? Anyone?
I had a Boys to Men cassette because my cousins were really into them, and they were from Chicago, but they were girls, so I bought it.
Your cousins were from Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Boys to Men's from Philly.
Yeah, Cooley High Harmony, babe. Yeah. Cooley High Harmony.
But they were like, this band's awesome. And then they played Motown Philly for me. And I was like, that's cool. Yeah, and then I brought it home to my friends. I don't know what the album, I think it was just Boys to Men, Boys to Men. And then maybe it was Cooley High Harmony. Yeah. And then I listened to the rest of it, and it was all like slow jams. And my friends were like, what the hell is this?
All right. I gotta tell you guys a story. And it involves Boys to Men. In a really weird, twisted, kind of tangential way. So Tim and I and our wives, we decide we're going to go out one night in Grand Forks, North Dakota. And we're going to go, and we never went to this club. I don't remember. What was the name of the club, Tim? Do you remember? It was like
a martini bar.
It was stupid is what it was. It was trying way too hard. It was not our kind of dive at all. Like, it's just, I was so out of place in that club. Anyways, we decided we're going to go out and we're going to try it out. So we get all decked out with our wives. We go out to this club. We've been drinking, obviously. Tim and I are sitting there having beers, and our wives are over at the bar. And Tim, at one point, looks at me, which I can only describe this as, like, if you've seen the movie where Will Ferrell, I'm missing the name of it. What's the movie with Will Ferrell where he's like,
he's running a casino out of his house?
That's an underrated movie. Computer. Which, what am I missing here? Zoolander. So if you've seen Zoolander and Will Ferrell, when he gets all mad and his eyes are like flaming up and there's flames coming out of his body and everything, that was Tim in this moment as he looks at me, and I'm just like, I have no idea what's going to go where this is going from here. And he looks at me, and I don't remember what you said, Tim, but it was something, I'll fill in the blanks. It was something to the effect of, hey, you got my back or what? And then he just walks off. And I'm like, yeah. And so like I follow him. And again, we're quite a few beers deep at this point. And Tim walks up to this gentleman who is obviously trying to conversate his wife, and he walks up, and as soon as he walks up, this gentleman's two friends join in and go to bat for his buddy, and I'm standing there next to Tim, and this guy, who we're in a club in Grand Forks, North Dakota. If you don't know what that's like, it's like a 70,000 person town about an hour south of Canada. Not a whole lot going on there. Picture Letterkenny, but in North Dakota. And we're sitting there, and this guy is wearing like a three-piece suit. He's got a vest, the whole nine in this club. He's decked out. He's ready to roll. And Tim looks at him as the guy looks at him and starts talking trash to him. And the guy's like a solid 5'9", 210 pounds, and fluffy, if you will. He looks at Tim and talks some trash for his boy next to him. And Tim just looks at him, puts his hand to his face, and says, listen, son, you go back to whatever Boys to Men concert you just walked out of. You're not part of this conversation.
That's a pretty good singer.
And I've like never been more proud of my boy than I was in that moment. And we, you know, quickly were eschewed out of the club shortly after that. That's probably all the details we need on that story, but... somebody said Boys to Men. I had to bring it out.
Hey, if I wasn't 100% in on the Vegas trip a few minutes ago, I am in.
Well, that was a good night. That
was
a good
night. Yeah, it was. So where were we?
Albums, right? Albums?
Yeah, albums.
Okay, I got them.
Go.
Okay. Dave Matthews Band, Under the Table and Dreaming. Here's a Texas local band, and also connected to one of our sponsors, but Blue October Sway. And then finally, in my opinion, legit the best album of all time is Tupac, All Eyes on Me.
Whoa.
I like it. I can't hate on any of those, Tim.
I love
even,
it.
And even now, you're okay, trash all of mine. But
I will. But no, I'll trash one of yours because I know one of them. But I just want to preface this by saying I did not include live albums because Live at Red Rocks would have been there. Nirvana Unplugged probably would have been there. And I did not include greatest hits, right? Because then you got to talk about Beatles and all these things. So it is legit albums of like studio releases, right? We're not talking about greatest hits.
I didn't put any rules on it. So you can
Oh, that's BS, bro.
You've
got to search
hits
for albums. Cover to cover, babe.
Well, I mean, we didn't really talk that through before. Okay.
Fine. So honorable mention. Honorable mention. Honorable mention then is AC/DC Razor's Edge.
Ooh.
And AC/DC Back in Black.
Okay.
If I'm stuck on an island, I want a greatest hit CD.
Go for it, Mike.
Thank you. And that would be Mr. Lionel Richie, the smoothest voice in the game.
Are you 60?
He has a CD called Back to Front. It has even his hits when he was on now the name's going to escape me. The 70s band he was in. He had the Afro.
Commodores.
Three Times a Lady.
Talking about the Commodores. With Night Shift on it.
One of my favorites. Yes. My favorite Lionel Richie song is Ceylon. So every time I get divorced, it's been about 12 times now, I sit and listen to that song and I reflect on all the poor choices I've made in my life. And, it doesn't make me feel better. It's just what I do.
Okay. So I don't think I could, and this is me being honest, I don't think if you played Lionel Richie on the radio, I could point out who it was.
What?
Yeah, you would know. Get out of here.
I wouldn't.
Lionel Richie together, should man. Kick your ass.
Lionel, if you're out there listening.
Listen, if they don't play Lionel Richie on the radio in Texas, I don't want any part of it.
Well, I don't know.
Come on. Dancing on the ceiling?
Country stations out
Hello?
Here.
What about Hello? All Night Long?
Easy like Sunday morning?
Yeah, easy like Sunday morning.
That's Lionel Richie?
Endless Love?
Hey, do yourself a favor, Josh. When we're done recording tonight, listen to it.
Crack one of your blue raspberry.
Oh my gosh. I almost thought you were going to go with Aaron Neville, but Lionel Richie, I respect.
Yeah.
I once played a game of Trivial Pursuit where I only answered questions while singing like Aaron Neville.
You want
to influence you to do that tonight?
I will try. I gotta get a couple more drinks.
So
I
don't know much.
We can maybe do it for the trivia section.
If all three of you guys could sing, because I remember Josh and Tim singing last week, you guys are only one person away from a barbershop quartet.
Josh has the chops, though, bro.
All bass.
That's because Josh understands music, Tim. Something I'll throw in your face when you decide to stomp all over my third album selection.
I just won't even say anything, bro. You own it. I won't say anything.
Yeah, I'm gonna own it.
All right, I'm moving on to my second choice, which is really my number one CD or album of all time, and that is Bobby Brown "Don't Be Cruel" album.
Mm.
I got this when I was in middle school, and I wore that tape out, and then when I was in high school, I got the CD when I was rich enough to get a CD player. It took a while. Maybe I sold some drugs on the side to get it, but that's irrelevant.
I doubt that. Mike talks a big game, everybody.
That's how someone gives you. They trade you a CD player for drugs, I think. That's how that works.
Yeah, that's what happened. That's how I got my first car, too.
That's perfect.
Yeah. West Side. Anyways, that CD has hits from top to bottom. To me, the greatest CD of all time. And then
What were your thoughts about Bobby Brown, "The Enlightening Beam of Exonda"? What did you like that album?
No, I didn't get that one. I wasn't selling drugs at the time, so I couldn't afford that one.
Did he kill Whitney Houston? I kind of think he did.
Did they get married?
No, it's she probably killed his spirit, and it's shouldn't take baths. You're an adult. Don't take a bath.
I think.
Anyways,
can I get that out there?
You can. You can totally throw it out there. I'm sure he did.
No, he's a model citizen. I'm not okay with him being accused of murder.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. This is your favorite album.
Yeah, you're going to go from a murderer to whatever's next. So who would you like to bring up next?
I'm going to walk it back.
And Lasses, now that's what I call music for.
Oh my God.
Who's on that?
Those are the three. Everybody's on there. Backstreet Boys, Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears.
No, you name them.
You're done. That's not allowed.
You name them. Let's see what else would be that era.
That's definitely a greatest hit CD.
Is there like a Limp Bizkit on there, maybe?
There is. Nookie.
I did it all for the Nookie.
You could Google that right now. They're on there.
They're on every one of those.
They were all trash. 40 of them. Why? Keith, you're up.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys are getting the island feel here. You got to get a little reggae going here since I didn't know if I was going to go with Bob Marley or Toots, but Toots just passed away, so we'll go with his first album, Toots Hibbert. A little reggae for you guys. You guys are missing some. You guys got to set the mood when you're stuck on a deserted island.
You need a little steel guitar is what you need.
A little of that, maybe some steel drum. Everything's steel because you're just washed
steel
up.
Steel drums, that would make more sense. Steel guitar would be more country, huh?
Well, it can work. Probably the album I bought the most of in my lifetime, much like the Bobby Brown, it was probably Appetite for Destruction by Guns N' Roses. It's a good motivator.
So good.
That's front to back.
That's so one of my top 10.
That is cover to cover. That's great.
Yeah. I saw Guns N' Roses recently. It was terrible. My third one, that's a tough choice. No, I'll get back on that one. I got to get back through the vault.
Can I throw another one out there?
Marley,
I'm sorry.
You can throw him out there.
Just cover to cover, Nelly Country Grammar. That was a great album.
Some great dancing.
It was great. Unbelievable.
I think Nelly's performance in The Longest Yard was unparalleled. He did an awesome job.
Unparalleled? Underrated?
Yeah.
All of the uns.
You know, I think it was a year all African Americans were overlooked for Academy Awards, and he was definitely somebody who should have been considered at the very least.
Well, my take on that is he was just acting like Jamie Foxx in Any Given Sunday. Stole his whole bit. I've never seen The Longest Yard.
Oh, do yourself a favor, Keith.
I've seen the original one.
All right, cool. Next topic, right? We're moving on. We don't have anybody else to share.
Nope.
Did you two see both the original and the new, the Adam Sandler version of The Longest Yard?
Yeah, seen both.
Which one do you prefer?
I actually do prefer the Adam Sandler version.
I like them both, but yeah, the Adam Sandler version, it was new and fresh.
The remake was new and fresh.
A lot of stars.
It was star-studded.
What's up with that though, right? Like going back to our other topic, like what's up with all the remakes?
That is a good to circle back on. I don't agree with it.
No, like Footloose, they remade Footloose.
Well, if you want to make a quick buck, like why reinvent the wheel? Say, oh, that movie came out 2 decades ago. A lot of people have seen it are dead. Let's just remake that thing.
Name recognition.
I can't even argue with that logic. I appreciate it.
If you're back in 50 mil.
The remakes are just nowhere near, right? So like in 10 years, 20 years from now, they're going to remake Die Hard.
Yeah, definitely.
They haven't yet? The last two Die Hards are trash.
I saw an article that was talking about movies and the way things are going right now. And the movie industry is hurting so badly that they're doing all these remixes, and I saw the stats on it. It was crazy. They were talking about like, movies that were going to follow other movies, and they showed like how often in the 90s you had another spinoff of a prior movie as compared to nowadays. And it's like almost 100% nowadays because the companies can't risk it anymore by coming up with an original movie. Cause if they go out on it, then they're done. Cause they're getting killed by Netflix.
What reboots are recent?
What do you mean?
I can't. I'm trying to think of one. I can't.
Well, like all the Disney Mulan.
How many Avengers?
Mulan comes to mind.
My daughter made me take her to see Aladdin. That was the worst movie I ever seen.
I didn't care for that remake. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't. It didn't need to be done.
So
I'm not a big Disney guy.
I'm gonna do my three. All right, you ready? Tim, you ready?
Oh gosh, yeah, yeah, go for it, bud.
Okay, so you almost stole my thunder, Keith. Bob Marley legend is number one.
Oh, nice.
Number two would be Jay-Z, Hard Knock Life. Ooh. And my third would be Jimmy Eat World Bleed American.
Oh, wow. I agree with every single one of those.
How do you feel about that, Tim?
I actually love all those. There's a band that you left off that I thought you were definitely going
to
talk
about. Okay, Foo Fighters' Color in the Shape would be in there as well. I'd have to throw it in somehow.
Listen, the Foo Fighters have more talent on their pinky finger than I have in my entire body. So Foo Fighters, if you're listening, which you're not, but nothing but respect. But let me ask you a question. Do you remember the first time you heard about and you understood what fellatio was?
No.
Okay, take yourself back to like the first time you understood what like fellatio meant. And like every single person wanted a blowjob, right? Like when I understood what fellatio meant, I was like, I literally want that every day of my life. Like sign me up. Like that sounds fantastic. And then you're with your girl and it's happening. Like the process is happening. It's been so built up, right? But what happens is way too much teeth are being used in the process. You're like, ooh, I thought this sounded so fantastic.
And that happened to you during a Foo Fighters song?
No.
And that's why you hate them so much?
No, let me go. Okay. And then the next time the girl asks you, like, would you like that to happen? And you're like, no. Like, do you want to go for a hike? Right? Like, I'd much rather go for a hike with you. I think the Foo Fighters are so overrated. I would much rather drive to walk. Like, I would much rather go on a hike than listen to the Foo Fighters. They are the most overrated band maybe in history for me. And I'm so glad you didn't mention them on the desert island.
Are we all on the same desert island?
The three funniest guys I know would like to put a big thanks.
That was a hard out.
Hand-drawn records and hand-drawn pressing. The bands that you're hearing on the show, like Exit 380, The Screaming Thieves, Andrew Tinker, Brandon Callie's band, Cutthroat Finches, and Heart of the City are all under the Hand-Drawn Records record label. So thanks for the rights to the music, Hand-Drawn. This local company based out of Dallas has done a great service to the show, and we really appreciate y'all.
So yeah, just to recap, I compare the Foo Fighters to a teethy blowjob. Yeah, you're right.
Wait, what? Rule number one. So rule number one of podcasting. Just said that. You don't roll an advertisement in the middle of a fellatio conversation.
Okay.
So after you get this was teethy blowjob. Like... No, like I'm locked in.
Plus Dave Grohl's kind of teethy, so.
Yeah, totally.
So when she asked you if you wanted teethy blowjob number two, did she present it as, would you like me to perform fellatio on you once again?
Yeah, she was very proper about it. She was like, excuse me, sir, would you like the fellatio a second time? I was like, no, let's go for a fucking hike. Like, I'm done with this. And that is the Foo Fighters just wrapped up in a nutshell for me.
You'd rather hike than listen to the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, 100%. They just let you down. Like, musically, they just let you down. There's like one or two songs where the build is correct. Every other time, it's just like, you could have done so much better, but you use your teeth again.
I'll take the teethy blowjob.
Again, I feel like this is an advertisement for Mike's dating app right now.
Yeah, don't go on there. bunch of women with fake faces.
Hey, it's just like one of the bullet points on Match.com.
You know what I want to do?
I'll take the teethy blowjob.
I want to. So instead of putting together a list of things to talk about for a podcast one of these days, what I want to do is I just want to pull up a snapshot of Mike's dating profile. And then we just roll with that for the entire episode.
Yeah, we could do that.
I love it.
Wow, that's a real champ.
I love that.
That's a good time.
How often do you update it?
No, you do. You set it and forget it, man.
Mike's profile picture's from 2003.
So you're more active on fantasy football than dating?
That's what I hate. Like, no, you got to give up-to-date pictures. I might not be the most handsome gin in the world, but I don't want to spring a surprise on you. You know what I mean? I'm nice like that.
You're not filtering?
Yeah, no filters here.
Maybe you
ever just like drive by their house in the middle of the night?
No. You meet out in public. Right. You don't know these people, Keith.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. It's been a while.
Well, yeah. All right. Well,
none of us ever want to date with the new stuff, date. Mike. We don't know what's going on.
You know, if you guys ever grow up and get divorced, like us adults,
yeah,
then, you know, we could quadruple date.
Well, we can certainly use the lawyer that's helped you out 13 times or whatever it's been.
I don't even know what I would say if I went on a date now, Mike, to be honest with you. Like, I'd have to ask questions like, hey, do you mind if I, like, drink beer in my underwear and play video games every once in a while?
I'd just much print off these scripts that we're reading off of and steal these.
Hobbies.
Dating's one big lie. You can't be upfront about who you really are.
Yeah, what do you, like,
what
do you
say? You have to lie. You got to pretend you're into this or into that or you care about politics or whatever.
Okay, so you're on a date right now, Mike. I'm Brenda. Okay. Okay, so we're on a date, and I'm
Brenda used Snapchat filters. We're not going on a date.
Okay, well, all right, so Lucy.
Brenda's got a baby, babe.
All right.
Yeah, that's two Lucy, right there. And we're out at a date we just met, and I sit down at the table with you, and I say, hi, Mike, what are your interests? What do you say?
Podcasting. It's my favorite thing to do.
Does Brenda sound like that?
No, dude.
What did you say before we put this thing together 3 episodes ago?
Man, you just go with whatever's natural. Yeah, it's a conversation. You know I don't do well. Listen, I had mock interviews with you. You know I don't do well during an interview.
I can attest to that. Just, you got better, listen, though.
You have 3 beers before you leave the house, and then like you're in a good mood after that, and just let the conversation flow.
You know, actually, now that I think about it, Mike, you know, any of those dates that have gone well and ended up back at Susie's place or your place,
Susie,
you kind of have me to thank for that. Mm. Because all of our interviewing.
Listen, you're the last person I'm thinking of when that goes down. Hey, but anyways, I want to talk about this too. Have you guys ever dated a girl for like 3 months and she was heavy on the makeup, but you know, she was pretty attractive? And then one time you stay the night at her house and she took off her makeup and it was a completely different person.
Oh, you're talking about cracking the porcelain doll. Yeah, it's happening. Yeah,
but coyote in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we've all been there.
Yeah, it just makes you feel like you're living a lie, right? So when you add your Snapchat filters, it just magnifies that even more. It's a horrible feeling.
Yeah, so I mean, like, most women, when they're doing these Snapchat filters, they're doing it with makeup on. So that's like two whole levels of this cover-up, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So you really can't complain. Amplify Listen, yourself from like a 3 to a 10.
You guys are sexy as shit. Like, Josh looks like a model, legit. I have never had the pleasure of seeing either one of my two friends in the face. I have the largest nose, the biggest forehead. I don't have a whole lot going for me. So even as we talk about this shit, I'm like a solid 4, maybe a 6 with my personality. So I'm out. I'm going to have to bow out of the conversation.
Okay, hold on. There was a point in that string of words of BS that you just spewed where you said Josh is like a model.
Yeah, I knew that's what he was going to latch onto.
Yeah. Yep.
That's our next slide.
Anything that makes Josh sound good, he latches onto.
He does. This motherfucker looks like Clark Kent in Superman rolled in one, like playing beach volleyball and shit. I'm like, I wake up in the morning after like a couple beers and I ask my wife when I'm getting ready for work, do I look good? And she's like, yeah, no, it's, I love you. I'm like, okay, well, come on, let's unpack that a little bit. Like. So for everybody out there on a dating app, I'll tell you right now, I'm a 4. Personality takes me to a 5. I'll be honest, a 5. I'm a 5.
This is lies. First off, if you were a 4, your personality would take you to an 11. And that's no lie.
When is
second off, you're not a 4.
Okay, so that's enough of performing fellatio on each other. So, Tim, I hope you know in next week's episode, he's going to have cuts with you talking about how good looking he is.
True.
He's a good looking dude. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, the dude is good looking.
You guys should keep rolling on that subject.
I'm not even going to talk about it because I made the mistake. We do a fantasy football podcast, and I made one little mistake. I slipped up one little bit, and he plays it every week.
It's not a mistake when you say that I'm brilliant, Mike.
It was. I was drinking.
That's why everybody in our league just gives him shit.
Yes.
All the time because he's good looking. Like they'll trade. You want Kyler Murray for Schultz, the tight end? Yep, I'll take it. Like, what are you doing?
Well, you guys are treating him with respect. I went the other route. I've been trying to shit all over him.
He did too, because I offered Keith a sweet trade, and he shot me right down.
I've offered Keith about 10 sweet trades, and every time
Keith won't trade anything, man. He's number one. He's like, I ain't got nothing work. Why
would
I
Keith sweat first? That's how he rolls. That's Keith Sweat.
Yeah, he's okay. Riding and dying with his players.
Okay, I want to hear.
Keith Sweat in that band with Bobby Brown, New Edition, or was he kind of on the outskirts?
No, I want to say he was never part of New Edition, but he was around the same time frame. I'll be sure.
Oh yeah, that's more like it.
You guys know way too much about 80s and 90s R&B.
I think I'll Be Sure's first album was That's More Like It.
Do you remember the group Color Me Bad?
Yeah, of course. I Want to Sex You Up.
Oh, man. That almost made my Desert Island album.
Did that? Was that a PM whole Dawn? Album? Or just
Wait.
PM Dawn would sound good on an album.
Can we reflect PM on the fact good. That, Tim, you just said that you would like to have an album in which you are stuck on a desert island by yourself, in which the main song is I Want to Sex You Up.
Yeah, could you imagine what Tom Hanks and that volleyball would have done with that album?
Yeah, there's going to be some weird experiments out on it.
Wilson!
That island.
Yeah, 100%. It sounds like
that. Yeah, Wilson.
Hey, speaking of Tom Hanks and Wilson, let's jump to this next topic.
It's time His for wife's some last name is Wilson. From the guys who try real hard to do it best.
Okay, this is a brainchild of Tim. This is called Love Lessons. We're going to share stories about love, marriage, dating, teenage awkwardness, whatever it may be that has to do with love. So, Tim, the floor is yours, sir.
I'm going to tell you something. You sound like Barry White in that intro.
Oh, jeez, here we go. Next week's episode is going to be just all compliments to Josh.
I like it. It's not next week. We're going to do it tomorrow. Because if we're going to keep complimenting Josh, we're doing this every day.
Dear Lord.
Oh, I'm just telling you, this dude, and listen, I feel privileged. Like this, as a best friend, like I can say my best friend was like a pilot, a volleyball player. When I start to say this shit, it's like he is legit in the Top Gun remake.
How do you call him a volleyball player?
Yeah, that's a stretch.
I don't know, but I heard Karch Karai is going to be hitting him up anytime soon.
Is that the only volleyball player we can all name?
Ken Steffes?
Nope. Taylor Crabb. Yeah. That's my boy. He's the current.
Were we talking about female volleyball last week?
What?
Yeah. I thought we were talking about Gabrielle Reese. I must have one hell of a dream, dude. Because I remember a lot of stuff that apparently we didn't.
Episode 2 got a little bit crazy, I'll be honest.
Good.
Yeah,
I'm piecing it together, man. I'm pretty sure I talked about Gabrielle Reese.
Oh, yeah. We were talking like sandblasts and all that, weren't we?
I'm glad it's coming back to you bit by bit.
Summer Sanders. Past. I remember talking about Summer Sanders.
Oh, I remember talking about Summer Sanders. Like to a creepy level.
I legit threw out Brad from Hey Dude, and y'all thought it was a guy.
We did. All three of us did for a while. And
that other dude looks like a Brad.
It got real. We had a like daddy just hit mommy at the dinner table moment for about 20 seconds when you said Brad.
Man, dinner shouldn't have been cold. Hey, but really? Summer Sanders. I love her. This is like 30 years later. And yeah, I'll marry that girl.
Oh my gosh. So, Mike, are we going to talk about Summer Sanders in every episode of the Three Funniest Guys podcast?
We can. You know what? I'm going to Google what she looks like today.
Oh, I could you be may not want to do that. But that's going to be similar to what you find in your dates when the filtering's not going.
She might be all right.
She's an Olympian. She has to be good looking still, right?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
That never goes bad.
She's a swimmer, too. Yeah, that's pretty good.
So Mike legit sent out a picture.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
She looks like she'd be too... missionary.
Well, it's just because you're seeing her face, like you're looking down on her.
She looks like she'd be too.
Like she's only into missionary. Like that doesn't work.
We could probably hit her up on Twitter.
#missionary.
We Do you want to do missionary work? Like, kind of.
You know what? I just love hanging out with you fuckers.
I don't like putting a time limit on this.
You either listen or you fuck off. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Maybe that's the title of the podcast. Either listen or you fuck off.
That could be an episode.
I swear, we're just PG.
Listen, Josh.
Hey, I like the episode. I like the episode idea about bringing Mike's Match.com profile.
I love that.
Just riffing on that for a while.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm all for it.
Takes some brass.
You know I hate my career, Josh. This is all I have, man.
What do you do? What's your career?
I put wine in a bottle, then I label it.
Yeah. And then he's making.
Then I send it out, and then I go home and I cry.
He's making it sound small. Mike can operate anything in that freaking factory.
I'm hiring right now. Do you want to talk about your total compensation? I'll tell you if I can match it.
Listen, that's my. I say my best button pushing for my marriages.
Ooh.
As good as I am there, like when I'm in a relationship, I am the best at pissing people off. I don't even have to try. It just happens.
Calculate.
Mike, I'm going to text you, bro.
You guys need to talk.
I'm serious. I'm going to text you.
Talk.
All right.
I've tried to get Josh to come and work for me, but he won't.
Yeah, I won't do it.
Wait a minute.
I guarantee I'm going to pay him more than what he makes now.
Why won't you work for him?
Yeah.
You don't want to work for your best friend. Terrible.
Idea. Okay. What am I doing right now? Dick suck.
And that's exactly how this episode is going to continue from right there. It's going to start from the moment I said you don't want to work for your best friend. That's where I'm editing it back on right there. Okay. So we're back with that. And we're going to move into love lessons. Tim's topic, so Tim gets to start it. Let's roll with that there, Mr. Dick Suck.
All right. Okay. Today's lesson in love is when you should just say four words. You're right. I'm sorry. I had gone outside, had a cigar. Lindsay did not like the fact that I had a cigar, but I'd gone outside, had a cigar. Came back upstairs, started getting ready for bed. I walked downstairs. Get a glass of water to bring back up. And there's Lindsay, like, just standing at the base of the stairs. And she has that look, like, right? It's like the kind of eyes are a little bit wider than normal. And that smirk that your partner gets on their face when they're like, yeah, I fucking got you. Right there, I should have known. I should have just said, you're right, I'm sorry. I don't even care what I did. I should have just said, you're right, I'm sorry. In her hand, she has this lighter. And I'm like, oh, shit, she knows I went and smoked a cigar. And she didn't like the fact that I smoked cigars every once in a while. And so I walk down the stairs, and she has a cigar in her hand with that look on her face. And she goes, what's this? Right there, people. That question, that stupid rhetorical question, the response, you're right, I'm sorry. That's it. That's all you got to say. I said, well, baby, come on. It's obviously the lighter. Do you know where I found it? You're right. I'm sorry. I don't know. Where'd you find it, babe? Outside. I found it outside on our porch. Okay. Do you think it was smart to leave the lighter on the porch? You're right. I'm sorry. That's all I need to say is you're right. I'm sorry. I was like, I'm sorry. I don't know where you're going with this whole line of questioning. It was out on the porch. I smoked a cigar. Do you even care about us? At this point, I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but I should have just said you're right. I'm sorry. I'm like, yeah, of course, babe. I care about you. I love you. Like, what are you talking about? Do you know we have children upstairs? You're right. I'm sorry. Of course I know I have fucking children upstairs. Like, what are you getting at? Like, I don't understand where we're going with this. Don't you think it's lucky that somebody didn't set the house on fire? And at this point, everybody, like, it's just, you're right, I'm sorry, and leave. But now you start to understand, like, she's so mad, she doesn't even make any sense whatsoever. Like, set the house on fire? And so my response to her was, You know, babe, I don't think arson is a crime of convenience. Like, I don't think somebody walks down the road with their dog on a leash and then finds a lighter and is like, oh, these dumb sons of bitches are going to pay. And then, like, spends so long with a lighter trying to light my house on fire. And, you know, needless to say, Papa Bear hibernated alone that night. But, like, you just need to know when to say you're right and I'm sorry. And that's my lesson of love tonight.
Very nice. Very nice. So it wasn't a crime of convenience. That's what I learned.
It wasn't don't smoke a cigar in her presence. It was just apologize for smoking the cigar.
You're right.
Yeah, or wait, was it just like leaving the lighter?
Been averted altogether. You just been like, yeah, I'm terrible. I shouldn't have done that.
It's like just zero logic. Like, it's so hard to get into a discussion or a conversation or a disagreement when you're with a significant other. When the significant other just like takes logic, is like, no, fuck logic. Like, I'm just going to drive this conversation on pure emotion. And
you could have lit the house on fire.
Like, how long would you have had to stand by my front door with that flame out, even trying to get something to catch on fire?
You should have set something on fire in front of her and said, is that what you wanted?
Is that
this what you want?
Is this what you want?
This is how Keith resolves problems. The fireman amongst us recommends you light things on fire, Tim.
Fight fire with fire.
Okay. Anybody else want to talk about some love stories, or do we want to move on?
We can move on.
Keith's got nothing. Mike, you want to talk?
No, that sums up every relationship I've ever been in.
Nice. I'll tell a quick story. So this goes back to, I think I was 15, about to turn 16. And Jenny Hall, if you're out there, this story's about you. And I hope you're listening. Okay. I'm 15. I'm dating Jenny Hall. This is like the first girl I'd experimented anything past just like pecking on the lips with, right? Like, this is when real makeout sessions actually started happening. Tongue was involved, that sort of thing, right? So like, this is like puppy love. I'm 15 years old. My parents tell me, I've been with Jenny now for 2 months, which when you're 15, I mean, that's like, it might as well be your 10-year reunion or anniversary. But, my parents come to me and they tell me, hey, we're moving. I'm like, we're moving? But you don't understand. I have Jenny. Like, Jenny? Like, I can't move right now. This can't happen. You don't understand how in love I am. I'm 15. I know what I'm doing. And they say, yeah, we're moving to Virginia from Colorado. And I'm like, well, that's no good. So I go straight to Jenny's house. I tell Jenny, I say, Jenny, I'm moving 2,000 miles away from here.
How'd you get to Jenny's house? Bicycle, parents drop you off?
Skateboard?
Walked.
That's a good question. Maybe I was 16, because I'm pretty sure I drove.
You stole your parents' car, you were 14.
No.
Texas.
You're right, I was 16, because I did drive. I was driving our Explorer Sport. It was green, forest green. It had an orange stripe down it.
Hey, if I'm going to break up with a chick, I want it to be in a Ford Explorer.
Well, I wasn't breaking up with her, dude. I was pleading for her to stay with me.
You wanted her to move to Colorado, or she was the one moving to Colorado?
Let me finish the story. So I'm 16 years old now. Okay, we've established. I drive the Ford Explorer Sport over to Jenny's house, and I tell Jenny, my parents just told me I'm moving to Virginia. It's 2,000 miles away. But our love can survive this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a week ago, you let me touch your left boob. And we can make it through this.
So you're right-handed. Copy.
If we can survive that tectonic plate shift in Josh's emotional growth, then we can survive a move 2,000 miles away. And Jenny, you know what Jenny says to me? What do you guys think Jenny said to me?
No idea.
I'm guessing she didn't really care.
No, Jenny said, Josh, you're right. We can survive this. I want to date you. You're the guy for me.
Mm.
And I was so excited.
Go, Jenny.
Yeah. I spent the vast majority of the drive with my mom to Virginia in that Ford Explorer Sport listening to Blink-182 Enema of the State because I knew my mom hated it and I was so pissed at her for making me
got back at her
that I played that shit on volume 12 all the way to Virginia. So my mom knows every word to every song on Enema of the State.
She allowed that? I would have thrown it out the window, dude.
Go, mom. But no, I mean, I think she felt so guilty that she made me move my junior high school. So anyways, we get to Virginia and I'm like, you know, I called Jenny like four times. It was probably more like 14 times on the way to Virginia. And I was so sad and I was teary eyed and I missed Jenny so much because she was in the world.
Do you guys have a car phone or were you using payphones?
Payphones.
Wow.
Payphones.
That's dedication to a
relationship. Yeah, I didn't have a cell phone when I was 16. Are you kidding me? I got a cell phone when I went to college.
Was it collect or did you use change?
I mean, I don't know.
1-800-COLLECT.
Yeah.
Collect. Remember that? Remember that, guys?
Josh, who loves you so much, Jenny Hall. No, so I get to Virginia. I hate it. I literally went from a high school that had my class had like 100 more students than the entire school I moved to in Virginia. There were way more rebel flags than I cared to talk about in this new place that we moved to. And I was totally out there. I had no idea what I was doing. And so I called Jenny as soon as I get there and I'm like, how are you feeling? How's everything going? This is the first like day that I was there. We got there at like 11 o'clock at night and went to sleep. I wake up. Mind you, we had talked several times the day before. I wake up the next day and I call Jenny. First thing I do, because, you know, she's like my boo. So I call her. And I'm like, Jenny, how are you? And she goes, Josh, I have something to tell you. And I'm like, okay, you can tell me anything. You know that. Like, we've talked about how much, I mean, you know, my right hand's been places, Jenny. And she goes, so you know Jared? And I go, I know some Jareds. Which one are you talking about? Jared, the one on that you play tennis with? Mm. And I was on the tennis team in Colorado.
So singles or doubles?
I was very familiar with the person that she was talking about. No, it was not my doubles partner, Scott Miller. If you're out there listening, love you, brother. I get back in touch, man. We were the bomb number two doubles team. Anyways, Jared, who can quite frankly go screw himself, I knew exactly who she was talking about. And I go, yeah, of course I know Jared, who was on the tennis team with me in Colorado 3 days ago. And she goes, so I've kind of started dating Jared. How do you respond to that? It's been 2 days. I saw her 2 days ago. So there's my love story. Hey, long distance, and any of you teenagers out there listening to this, which you probably shouldn't be, but if you are, take this piece of advice. Long distance relationships, they don't work. They don't work when you're 25, let alone when you're 16. So,
Josh, I got a couple things for you. Number one.
Wait, Tim, first off, if you're out there, Jenny Hall, screw you. Okay? Cool. Okay, Tim, continue.
Come on. Well, first of all, Jenny, let's just go with this. You mentioned Blink-182. One of the greatest breakup songs of all time is on Blink-182's album Dude Ranch. It's called Damn It. So... I grew up with that being my breakup song. Number two, in all seriousness, Jenny Hall, like, we want you listeners to tune in. And obviously, you know, that happened with you and Josh a long time ago. But you sound like a grade A bitch, Jenny. You should go fuck yourself.
Yeah. See?
I want her to call into the show. Can she call into the show and
call her number?
Tell us how long she'd been making out with Jared before he left for Virginia.
That's the thing. 2 days?
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah. How long were you trifling on me, Jenny?
Oh, man.
Hey, you know, props to the guy for not wasting any time and jumping straight to the front of the line. as a teenager. Sorry, Josh.
You know that she was listening to some "I'll Make Love to You" by Boyz II Men with Jared early on.
Jenny,
you can take that Boyz II Men suit like, that you're wearing and go wherever the heck you want. Okay.
Jenny does not sound like a good person at all.
Somehow I knew, Mike, that you would be the guy that would jump in and be like, you know what? I'm kind of on Jenny's side on this.
No. Not on Jenny's side. By the way, what's the kid's name? Jared? It's admirable. He didn't waste any time. He's seen something.
Jenny sounds like she beats her own fucking kids, though.
Oh, yeah. She's tried meth. There's no doubt.
Totally. You know Jenny's tried meth.
With that being said, Jenny, if you're out there on a dating app, don't use the Snapchat filter. And if you're in the Central California region, look a brother up. I'm curious to see what you look like.
I'm gonna tell you honest right now. The nice thing about Jenny is she does sound like a grade A bitch, but you know that she's dabbled in meth. And the one nice thing about that, Mike, is you don't have to worry about a teethy beach.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's a good point.
You can get her to the Central Valley.
I like where you went there, Tim. I followed the whole circle of thought.
Some STDs, if they don't have teeth, they probably come with an STD, which some are curable. I'm okay with that. But, there's a couple out there. They still haven't found a cure. AIDS, how long has AIDS been around? 40 years and still no cure?
The fucking birds.
A long time.
What are they waiting on?
Oh, here we
go.
Tim's blaming AIDS on birds again. Then we're going to go back to that.
Oh, I remember that.
I thought AIDS was a monkey thing. You're claiming very strongly that it's birds.
Here's the thing. How come Eazy-E dies from AIDS in 2 days, but Magic Johnson doesn't? It's
Magic Johnson gets a blood transfusion every 48 hours or something.
It's a conspiracy.
Hey, it's pretty impressive. He's been alive since, what was that, 1988?
Yeah, because he gets a blood transfusion every 48 hours.
Y'all, we talked about Nickelodeon last week. Do you remember his 1992, right? When Magic Johnson had that Nickelodeon special, talked about AIDS.
No,
I remember the presser. I remember it was live news too.
Yeah.
My best friend was a Lakers fan, and I was a Pistons fan at the time, and nothing made me happier than hearing that Magic Johnson had AIDS.
Oh my gosh, Magic, if you're listening, we love you, buddy. That was my gosh.
Hey, wow. I don't care about Magic Johnson, dude. I applaud. He's been alive with AIDS for 40 years. Hey, that dude from the real world, Pedro? No, dude, yeah. He got 3 years tops. Yeah.
Yeah. He was gone.
So Magic Johnson, screw you, bud.
Pedro.
There we have it.
Wasn't Pedro on the season with Puck?
Yeah, with Puck, yeah. San Francisco.
We're not going to talk about real world right now, are we?
Let's do that next week, because I can probably talk up to about that season.
I don't think we should talk about real world.
What about real world versus road rules? You remember that one?
I remember the challenge. I used to watch the challenge.
There you go. It's coming out now.
Hey, speaking of challenge, listen to this corny segue. I'm going to challenge y'all to some trivia time.
That was corny.
Pop quiz. Just because you're funny doesn't make you smart. This is trivia we should know. Okay, I've shaken things up. I got a little mathematical on trivia this time. So there are going to be questions that are 1 point, 2 point, and 3 points.
Oh my gosh. Come on. Okay.
And I'm actually going to keep track this time. I'm actually going to keep track. And we're starting in this order. Tim, Keith, Mike. Everybody ready?
Bring it. Yeah, come on, bring it.
Here we go with the trivia everyone should know. Okay, Tim, for 1 point, name the biggest island in the world.
What does that mean, that everybody should know?
Everybody should know.
Can I jump in?
I think everybody should just know these questions you're asking me.
I feel like that was pretty self-explanatory.
Greenland. I have a good guess.
Okay, Tim goes with Greenland. He gets 1 point.
Yes?
Is Antarctica not an island?
Oh, yeah.
How is Antarctica not an island?
Isn't every continent an island? Surrounded by water, right?
I don't know. I don't know about Should we talk about Pangea? Keith, you don't need to bring in controversy, okay?
Can we talk about Pangea?
I do. I wanted to name a band Pangea, but it already existed.
I wanted to name a band Fire Economy, but that didn't work out.
Fire Ecology?
Fire Ecology.
Yeah, you could name your barbershop quartet that once you find another member.
I'm serious though, Keith. You need to tell more people that you got a degree in fire, because that's just kind of bad.
It's a certificate, and I get made fun of when I correct them on not the degree, but It's a certificate. Keith,
we're gonna stress the knowledge of the fire ecology certificate here. You're up next. What's the most populated country in the world?
Cool. You got this.
I'm going to go with China.
China is correct for 1 point. For 2 points now, Mike. You ready for this?
Well, I couldn't even get one of those one-pointers, so I doubt I'm going to get a two-pointer.
Well, it's a string off of a one-pointer. So what is the second most populated country in the world?
India.
Oh, he nails it for 2 points.
Whoa! Well,
I only said that because I was going to go with India as my number one.
Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. Hey, you got lucky and it paid off for you. Tim, you're up 1 point. What are the Wright brothers famous for?
The Wright brothers. I want to say airplanes or popcorn.
Yeah, Orville.
Orville Redenbacher. Who's that?
I think he made popcorn.
The best.
You answer my
best, yeah. Popcorn.
Done.
What is it? Okay, so wait. I asked the question. What are the Wright brothers famous for?
Yeah, I don't know why he went to popcorn, but
Orville. And,
let's talk about Wilbur. is there a Wright brother named Orville or something?
Yes.
Flight.
Okay, flight. Is that your final answer?
As far as you know, yes.
Okay, that's correct. Orville and Wilbur Wright were the first people to have manned flight. That's correct.
Speaking of Eazy-E, his last name was Wright as well. Eric Wright.
Eric Wright.
This guy and his knowledge.
Wait, who was the Spruce Goose?
Spruce Goose was an airplane.
Was that the Wright brothers?
No. Keith.
Did I get a what of...
I mean, we're not going to dwell on your missing knowledge with aircraft, Tim. Keith, for 2 points, what year was the first flight that the Wright brothers actually accomplished? Was it 1920, 1911, 1898, or 1903?
Ooh. So I'm going to go with 1903.
1903 is correct. Keith gets 2 points on that one. Big win. Mike. For 1 point.
Howard Hughes. That was a Spruce Goose. Howard Hughes.
I'm glad you're
learning. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
I think she'd get a bonus point for that.
No, he gets no points.
Because I've may never God heard of have a Spruce mercy Goose. On his soul.
Mike.
Sure.
1 point. Which city, and if you get this one wrong, I'm really going to be upset. Which city do the Simpsons live in the famous Fox cartoon?
Springfield.
You nailed it.
Oh, that was awesome.
I knew you would. For so 2 points now, Tim.
Ooh.
I think it's your first two-pointer, right?
Yep.
I mixed them up, though, so everybody gets the same amount of points, so don't worry. For 2 points, how many elements are there in the periodic table? This is multiple choice, so don't answer yet. Are there 102, 105, or sorry, 102, 108, 118, or 122?
18. 118.
118 is correct.
Wow.
Nailed that one.
I would not have gotten that one.
Okay, Keith, you're up next. This is, again, 2 points.
Do you know how I remember that?
How many? How do you remember?
Elements of elements, 118. Elements of elements, I love thee. Do you guys don't remember that song?
Did you just make that up?
I did.
I don't know that song.
I made it up for all of you... chemistry majors out there, go suck it.
I like how you threw it in there, the B at the end, to make it sound like it was Sunday school or something.
I was absent to school that day.
Keith, you're a two-pointer coming up here. You ready?
Yeah.
How many bones are in the human body? Is it 206, 156, 248, or 307?
I'm going to go 206.
Ooh.
He nails it. 206 bones. Man, I thought I made these harder this week. You guys getting them all right.
Damn. Once again, we did not go to public school in Texas, but.
I got a Simpsons carryover question.
How many weeks do you plan on using that joke, Tim?
Every single week you ask us trivia questions.
Because it dried up last week, so I was just wondering how long you were going to keep that thing going.
Oh, jeez. Okay. My bad.
I beg you, Josh, don't make clips of him kissing your butt this week.
Don't worry, buddy. I already got it done. I got my soundboard next to it. I'm doing the magic.
Motherfucker
right
looks
now.
Like Clark Kent.
That's right. Oh, did you say moves or looks?
You move like Clark Kent. I agree.
Yeah? Okay. I like it. I'll take it either way, honestly.
Clark
okay.
Kent's kind of a dork.
Wow. He's also Superman. Keith, you just got your last one. Mike, you're up for 2 points.
I bet Jenny was hot.
You know why I love being the host of the show?
Jenny was
and
so
the questions? Because I can just cut you guys off, and it's great because you have to listen to the question. Mike, 2 points. Neil Armstrong walked on the moon in what famous Apollo mission?
Trick question. We never went to the moon. Is that mine? I'm sorry.
Okay, Mike.
My bad. I'm sorry, Mike.
Apollo what?
I want a different question.
What was the famous mission that Neil Armstrong went to?
I
want to
say Apollo 13, but that was when they had the emergency Tom Hanks movie, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to answer the question for you, but yes, that was the movie.
Okay, so I get a half a point for that.
He does.
That had nothing to do with the question.
He gets a half a point, Josh. He was right.
Yeah.
You get nothing.
Now, we all decided I get half a point. So I'm going to guess
3.5.
And say...
Do you want to try and answer the question now?
I'm going to say Apollo 11 because I have no clue. Oh,
done. You got it.
So not only did you guys give him half a point, he got it right. So Mike now leads.
Wait. He doubled down, though, on the other one, too. So he gets actually... The 0.5 was actually a point, and then
he hasn't doubled down this time. He doubled down last week. That was last week. You guys...
You can double down.
You guys have been over for episode two, so you don't remember that.
Can I split these questions?
100%.
Tim, you're up next.
Why?
For 2 points, in which country is Mount Everest situated?
In which country?
Well, yeah, I didn't ask for the county. That would have been real tough.
Okay, Mount Everest is in Asia. It is...
I think it's in a dispute.
I'm
going to
say Nepal.
Area.
Oh, my God. That's correct, Nepal.
Boom!
Just for the record, I would have guessed Nepal as well.
Would you have?
Yeah, I would have.
No, I'm super.
And impressed. Just for the record, Jenny Hall is still a bitch.
Yeah, but let's see what she looks like on the
Thanks,
day.
Thanks, buddy.
First.
I appreciate you saying that. That means a lot.
People could change your life around. You
hey,
never
some
know.
Cuts don't heal. You know what I mean? All right.
Some people stay the same. Look at Summer Sanders.
Keith.
Hey, yeah, all right.
Mike actually sent us a picture of Summer Sanders, and she doesn't look all that different. I'll give you that.
Yeah,
I'm freaking going on Facebook right now for Jenny Hall.
It was meant to be. I'm sure I already did it, Tim. Tim, I already did it. Couldn't find her.
No? That's how embarrassed she is.
Is
I guarantee you.
J-E-N-N-Y or J-E-N-N-I-E?
It's Y.
Because this is broadcasting live. I guarantee you she heard this and then deleted her Facebook, right? This is a live show?
Yeah.
I would have guessed it was an I and she dots her I with a heart.
You know what, Jenny does that.
Let me check Plenty of Fish and I'll see if there's a Jenny Hall.
She dots her I with a heart for Jared.
Ooh.
Listen, just to make you feel better, 2 weeks after she started dating Jared, she started dating Jerome.
Okay.
Ooh, the basketball player.
We're gonna move. I bet when she wrote, I bet when she wrote letters to the... I bet when she wrote letters to Jared, the D was like the hyphen with the, you know, the parentheses, yeah. So it looked like a dick. She's such a whore. Not only you bitch, you're a whore, Jenny. Damn it.
Why are you making me edit everything out?
People could change. She's probably a sweet girl now.
She is probably a sweet girl. Let's be honest.
Yeah. But she probably uses Snapchat filters.
Gosh, freaking... Jenny Hall's running around with those freaking dog ears right now.
Okay.
She caused you pain, Josh. Hey, Josh, you got your back.
Josh, when you're 15.
I really appreciate it, guys. You're really helping out here.
Josh, okay. Compare yourself to 15-year-old Josh. Were you better looking then or better looking now?
15-year-old Josh?
Yeah. When you dated Jenny.
I was pretty squirmy when I was 15.
So you're better looking now?
I'd probably go with that. I was like, when I was 15, I was, let's see, I was like 6 foot, probably 140.
Jenny, you don't know what you missed out on? Just ask him.
That's right. Hey, Jenny, I'm going to tell you this one time. This motherfucker is sexy, and I guarantee, Jenny, you smoked cigarettes when you were pregnant. That's how dirty you are.
Okay. Can we continue the trivia? Like, I want to know who wins. I didn't realize. You know what I thought? You know what I thought when I thought about Love Lessons? I was like, I'm going to bring up this Jenny Hall story, and I thought it's going to be a flounder. Like, it's not going to. I didn't realize it was going to incite like most of the conversation for the rest of the podcast.
Oh, I'm straight pissed, but yeah, go ahead and with the trivia.
Okay, here we go. So Tim, you got Nepal on the last one. Keith, you are up. We are at 1 point here. Name the second person to walk on the moon.
Oh man, is that Buzz Aldrin?
That's Buzz Aldrin. You are correct.
It's tough. Who was the third guy?
Zero, because nobody actually walked on the moon. It was all fake.
Here we go again. Mike, you're up. 1 point. How many countries make up the United Kingdom?
We have England.
But hey. But let's stick to the script here. How many countries make up the United Kingdom?
Damn. Let the motherfucker work aloud. Through it. He's getting it.
Yeah, but I don't need you to think about it because there's questions tied to this in the future.
Okay, I have no idea what I'm talking about, so I'm just going to throw some stuff out. I could be completely wrong, which I'm sure I am. So England, Scotland, Ireland, and that other one. I'm going to say four.
Okay, not only are you correct by saying four... you were in the lead by half a point because your co-host said give you half a point.
Was I right with Ireland and Scotland?
Let's calm down here. Okay, the next question for Tim. There are four countries that make up the United Kingdom. This is for 3 points. And by the way, this is the last string of questions.
I did all the legwork.
Four countries make up the United Kingdom.
You can double down on this one.
Name them. To Tim.
Josh, why didn't you stop me when I was naming those countries?
I tried to.
You did. What was that?
You were just going off the cuff, man. You wouldn't shut up. Well, Tim, are you awake? Did you fall asleep, Tim? Tim's narcoleptic, everybody.
He's having a cigar. I need a bathroom. I'm back.
Okay. Did you hear the question?
He did not.
No, I just got back. I went to the bathroom.
Oh my gosh, you didn't even hear the question.
Okay, what are the odds of that?
Here's the deal. There are four countries in the United Kingdom, Tim, for 3 points, and this is your last question. Name them.
Oh gosh. Okay. We have Great Britain.
Is that a real answer?
Is that right?
It's wrong. You got the question wrong. I'm going to stop you there. Great Britain is not a country.
Come on.
Then I got it wrong.
So, okay, what's the question, yo?
The four countries that make up the United Kingdom.
Oh, gosh.
They're not Great Britain. Great Britain is not a country. You got the answer wrong. So here are the four countries.
Let me think about it. I'm sorry. I said I was sorry. How many times do I have to apologize? Let me think about it.
You know what, Josh? He's been defending you with this whole Jenny thing the whole time. Okay. And then you're just going to dog him out like that during
I thought Great
time?
Britain was like synonymous with England, but I'll say England. England's one.
Okay.
I'm going to say Scotland. I'm going to say... I think Ireland's wrong because technically I think I have to say Northern Ireland. Wales?
Okay. So your answer is England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland?
Yes.
Okay. You get it wrong because your answer wasn't England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland. It was Great Britain, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland. The correct answer is England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland. So you get 0 points.
I feel like I you know what? I don't care. I feel like I did a really good job.
The answer is England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland.
Where I'm from, Great Britain and England are the same thing.
That's what I thought too, but hey, I'll take my
shot. Do you remember way back in 1776 when we kicked the shit out of Great Britain?
America.
Remember when Prince William got married? That was awesome.
I loved it.
Is that the older brother or little brother?
William's the older.
How about
I can't believe I got 0 points.
And the rightful heir to the throne.
How about when the little brother tossed also up a helicopter two middle fingers and moved to Canada?
That was weird.
That's American.
He also joined the Marines against his family's will and deployed against his family's will with the Marines.
Yeah. I'm still stuck on this. I feel like I did a fantastic job answering this question.
I'll drink beer with that dude.
Yeah.
Tim, as far as I'm concerned, you got it right.
Thank you. Like, I did a fantastic job answering that question.
Yeah, except for Great Britain, which is not a country. So we're going to move on. Keith?
I didn't even know there was a Northern Ireland. I thought there was just Ireland.
Keith? We'll just ignore the struggle that's been going on there for a while. Keith.
Yeah.
For 3 points.
Don't answer, Keith. If you care about us,
and the integrity of this,
that's
the
right.
Integrity
don't answer.
Of trivia.
What
fuck the question.
Is the fastest animal in the world, Keith? Hmm. What is the fastest animal in the world?
I think it's a blue. Is it a tuna?
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Tuna is your final answer.
Cheetah?
Is it a tuna?
That's incorrect. The correct answer is the peregrine falcon.
Ah!
I thought somebody was
going to if he would have answered
those
just
are
falcon,
way too different
would
questions.
Have counted?
I know.
Those are way too different questions.
That's all right. I didn't want to answer it correctly anyway. Hey, I'm gonna look up how fast a tuna is right now.
I think if you're gonna go falcon like air but cheat on land, like it's too broad.
And tuna
it's
in sea.
Animal, not mammal.
Oh my gosh, here we go again. Oh, Ginny really played a number on you, didn't she?
Tuna can only swim 43 miles per hour, guys. That was way off.
Ginny really fucked you up, man.
Okay.
What a bitch.
Here we go.
I think Ginny got a bad rap. She was young. She didn't know.
She loved
Paris. Yeah, but look at the lasting effects on our moderator.
She loved Paris.
She was hurt. This guy, dumped her. First of all, she was kind enough to let him feel her boob, and then he's like, oh, I'm dipping out 2,000 miles away. How's this girl supposed to react to that?
I did not think about it like that. That's tough.
She has feelings, too.
Josh,
that was a goodbye boob shake.
Okay, Tim, you're just
you sack
of
shit.
There. Mike, you're up next. This is a question. You guys are not gonna team up against me on the Ginny story.
I'm sorry, Ginny. I take back everything I said about you.
And you're listening. You were wrong.
This Clark Kent looking motherfucker. You sack of shit.
Plus, he was all lanky and weird looking and shit. You can't blame her.
Mike, for 3 points.
Oh, this is my question.
How many squares are on a chessboard?
No, of course you asked that.
Are you kidding me?
Get it. You got it, man. You got it. No, think about it. You got it.
Fuck. Oh, 100. It's either 80 or 100.
Okay,
no,
just
wait.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Queen, king. No, 8 times.
8.
8
times
8. 8 times 8. 64. Yeah.
Boom.
Is that your answer?
Yeah. Pawn can move
correct.
Twice.
That's correct.
Yeah.
64. And
I had to count them out.
To tell the truth. You didn't even have to answer correctly because your cohorts gave you an extra half point. You were up 6.5 to 6 to 6. Now you're up and you win 9.5 to 6 to 6. So Mike takes it.
Hey,
good.
I'm going to drink to that.
Good.
So Mike, yes. You now have the stage. You can now say anything you would like for the next 20 seconds because you won. Let's hear what you have to say, sir.
I think there's only one direction I could go with this. And this is a poor girl named Ginny. Listen, you were young. Don't feel bad about what happened, okay? Like, Josh, he left you. He abandoned you. And I know what it feels like to be abandoned. And so, you know, that guy was there to comfort you. And it's natural. So, you know, Josh just...
No.
Not a very nice guy. And if you're dating online, then, you know, look me up.
I got sound effects for days, Mike. I can keep cutting you off. You're
Josh, how were boobs? How are her 16-year-old boobs?
What?
Like a bag
her
of
boobs.
Sand.
Like a bag of sand. Exactly correct.
She still sounds like a bitch to me.
Well,
no, I might take her on a date or marry her or something.
Well, or marry her. Based on the number, the criterion doesn't need to reach a superhuman level there.
No. Did I tell you guys about the girl from Taco Bell?
Yes, you did. Last week.
Yeah. No. I haven't heard it. No.
Send a photo.
Yeah.
I haven't heard the story.
She was a sweet girl on the way up to Tahoe. And then she just, like, disappeared. I paid for the wedding. It was like $200, and she didn't show up. I gave her $100. I said, go get your, like, nails and makeup and all that stuff done, and then she never showed up. Can you believe that?
Mike, I think you need to reevaluate your dating scenarios here. Listen, and that's why we're going to reevaluate your dating scenarios by using your Match.com.
I had a good feeling about that.
You had an entire episode surrounded by.
I had a good feeling about that girl.
What do you guys think? When are we going to do this? When are we going to do Mike's Match.com profile?
I don't know. Whatever, I guess.
Okay. Well, let's do it. Let's do it soon.
Yeah. Give me a couple days. I'll spruce it up, you know.
No. You can't change anything. We need to see where
right
it is
now. It's a C at best.
Okay. Well, we're going to leave y'all with that hook. At some point, we're going to be evaluating Mike's Match.com C at best profile. This episode and this show is better than C at best. I'm going to go with that.
It's a C plus.
Here we go from Mike. And we'll fade out. We'll talk to you guys next time. Thank you for listening.
Thanks. That was fun.
Breaks my heart that this is over. This is what I live for.
Are we going into episode 4 right now?
Yes.
I gotta get going.
I'm ready. Let's go. Whoever that outro was by was fucking hot, though. I like that.